If you've tried Ethiopian food, chances are you've heard of teff, a small poppy seed-sized cereal chock full of nutritional value. Biochemistry professor John Cushman has spent the last couple of years studying teff at UNR's College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources.
Yeah. Well, this is teff. You see here in front of you. Well, you can't see it, but it looks like any other very tall grass. It's a C4 tropical grass.
Although frigid outside, it's balmy inside the greenhouse, which keeps these 367 teff specimens happy.
Its primary use has been for making bread called injera. And this is a fermented bread that's the staple in Ethiopia. In fact, about 70% of the Ethiopian population consume teff as their main form of calories.
Ethiopia is most familiar with teff because it grows more than 7 million acres of it annually.
The importance of teff in the global arena is very minimal, right? It's important only for the Ethiopian people.
That's Matiku Mengistu, a graduate researcher on the project who's from Ethiopia.
Much of the research work by the international community focused on globally important crops. So the research on teff was not significant.
Both he and Cushman say this is changing, however, now that teff has gained popularity in the U.S. as an alternative to wheat flour for those who can't digest gluten. The crop has even made inroads in states like Nevada, where more farmers are choosing it over alfalfa because it consumes about a third of the water.
Not only is it providing a grain for human consumption, but it's also fulfilling that forage or fodder role for cattle production.
Over the last decade, the amount grown here has nearly tripled, with 1,200 acres grown annually. Teff is already pretty drought tolerant, but Cushman's research seeks to push those boundaries further. In his greenhouse, Cushman points to a row of wilted brown grass that's undergoing a stress test to see how little water it can survive on.
This would be a great innovation for places like Ethiopia, but also particularly for Nevada, where all of our agricultural production depends 100% on irrigation.
Water efficiency in crops will especially become important as temperatures continue to rise due to climate change.
Moving forward, the predictions are that the western U.S. is going to have a continued drying pattern. So that means that the length of the droughts and their severity is going to get worse and worse over time.
Their research is still in its early stages and expected to last about 5 years. Right now, they're collecting and analyzing plant cells from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and screening each one.
If we can develop crops that are more drought tolerant or more lodging resistant, it also makes the crop overall more attractive to more farmers.
With demand for teff high and supply of water low, Cushman says these sturdier strains could help farmers cope with a much warmer climate in the future, making more efficient use of our very limited water resources. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.